Okay, we're hanging out actually over in the Zune offices today. I've got a couple of Zune devices, and I'm here with Mairead O'Donovan. Mairead, where are you from?
I am a program manager on the Visual Studio Team System for Database Professional Team.
Okay.
So I am here today to talk to one of the testers on the Zune team to figure out how they are actually using our product to test some of their schema-related work that they're doing here in the Zune
okay.
team.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
All right.
So we're over here in the Zune headquarters here. All the development gets done. Big open space over here. And who are we going to talk to today?
And the lady that we're talking to today is Maha Duha.
Okay.
And she is a tester on the Zune team. And we're coming right up to her area where she works.
There she is. All right.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Cool. So nice to meet you. And I'll take a seat and then we can get started in regards to explaining how you're using Visual Studio Team Edition for database professionals to test your application.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I will show you the problem space that I have. And I'm working on Marketplace, that's Zune Services, which is a backend of Marketplace. And in that team, I'm working on the content ingestion pipeline. So I do the testing of the pipeline ingestion.
So what does that mean in like layman's terms? Pipeline ingestion.
or ingestion pipeline, actually. It's not pipeline ingestion.
Okay.
So what we do here is we take data from providers, our content providers, give us a feed, and that contains the data for our media or the music data, and we put that, we put it in a form of a database that we can present it to our users.
Okay.
So there is a bunch of transformation that takes place when it goes from feed to the final database.
Okay.
And that is the pipeline that I'm talking about. That's the ingestion pipeline.
Do you wanna walk us through the steps involved in this pipeline?
Sure. So we have two content providers. Let's say P1 and P2. We get feed from those two providers, and we convert it, put it in a SQL database, but these databases, P1DB and P2DB, these are the schema of our providers. Then we transfer that database or data from this P1DB to ZuneDB.
Okay.
Now, when I say P1 ZuneDB, this is our Zune schema. So we transform the provider's data into Zune schema.
Okay, so the provider data would be a different schema type?
Yes.
Okay.
Their schema is different. Okay. Like this provider P1 is providing data in form of XML feed.
Okay.
But their schema is different.
Okay.
So what we do is we take that XML feed and convert it into SQL database.
Okay, into the Zune SQL schema.
No, this is the native schema, which is the provider's schema.
Sure.
But it is in a form of SQL database.
Okay.
And then from that database, we transfer it to our own database, which is our schema, which is Zune schema.
Okay.
Now, in Zune schema, when we transfer, we do a bunch of transformation so that it goes in the right database, in the right tables, and all that.
How big is that Zune or P2 Zune database? How many objects would be in there?
Like
objects or number of tables?
Number of tables, there are like 130 tables.
Okay.
And over 80 stored props.
Okay.
So these two databases, then again data is transferred from P1 ZuneDB and P2 ZuneDB to a master ZuneDB.
Okay.
We transfer data from, now this master ZuneDB is our raw database that has data, everything from both the providers.
Okay.
Here we are not dropping anything from our, when we are transferring, we are not dropping anything. We are putting everything in this database.
Okay.
But since we are getting from two providers, we may get duplicate data.
Okay.
So but we don't want to show that to our marketplace. So we then do interlinking. We have a whole bunch of business rules. Based on those rules, we interlink data from provider one and provider two.
Okay, so you look for dupes and remove any dupes. So you do sort of a normalization.
Sort of normalization.
Okay, all right.
And then that goes in here, which is a core DB.
Okay.
This is our, again, another database where after interlinking, data goes in here. So less data goes in here.
Okay.
This is a biggest database that we have.
Okay.
Big database, and then it goes in here. So number of data reduces here when it goes to core.
Okay, all right. And on a scale, are we talking about terabytes or gigabytes?
No, it's in gigabytes, like around 80 gig of data.
Okay.
You said 80 gigs of data?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then from core, it goes to the marketplace DB, which is consumed by the front-end APIs.
So that's the, as a Zune user, that's the one I'm most familiar with then, right? So I go to I go to marketplace, and by the time I'm the consumer consuming this information, that's showing off all the work that you've done to get to get the, you know, U2 song into the format that I can actually use it and buy it.
Okay.
So
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what's your role then? So this is the ingestion pipeline,
right?
And then your role is in quality assurance or quality control, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm an SJET here. So my role is to control the quality of our data. So these are the points that I find where things can go wrong and I can find issues when we are transferring from here. So this is one point. Then when it is going from here to master, I want to make sure that no data is dropped, because we want all tables, all columns go in there.
Okay.
So again, we have to check that. I compare that, okay, everything is transferred here from these databases.
Okay.
Now here, this interlinking is a very complex process. So that's where I have to pay more attention when I'm doing my testing. So data from this master, when it is going to core, the interlinking is applied correctly, and we get the correct data.
Okay. So what would be a typical bug that you would find within your system?
Data not transferred from P1, P2, Zune DB to Master DB.
Okay.
Not all data transferred in here. Then here, from when I'm going from P1 DB to P1 Zune DB, sometimes I found duplicates getting in.
Okay.
Because we use some stored procs that does the read from here and inserts data here.
Okay.
So it was putting duplicates in there.
Oh, so when you're converting from the provider sort of schema into the Zune schema, you'd find some duplicates.
Some duplicates in there.
And so where do you start testing? Where's your entry point and exit point in this whole system? Do you test the whole pipeline?
Yes, I test the whole pipeline. The way I do is, once I run, now all the this transformation is done using SSIS SQL jobs.
Okay.
The DTX packages, the SQL Server Integrated Services, SSIS jobs. So I run one job which does transformation from feed to this.
Okay.
And here to here, this one job does that. So after running that first job, let's call it SSIS 1. Once this job is done, I run my test to make sure that these two databases have correct data.
Okay. And so you run your test using?
I use VSTS for DB Pro.
Okay.
And all my tests are automated. So I run those tests and I immediately get the results.
How many tests do you have running? How many tests do you have defined in Visual Studio Team System for database professionals?
I have around 400 test cases, which includes for all these databases.
Oh, okay. All right. So let me, just so I understand, when you convert from the provider schema into the Zune schema, in order to do that conversion, you use SSIS.
Yeah.
Their DTE packages.
Mm-hmm.
Once that conversion has completed, you then launch your test cases from Visual Studio Team System Database Professionals, and then you sort of validate.
I do validation, right. I do validation, and if everything looks good, I run. There's another job now. But from when it is going to master, there's another job.
Okay. Clarify what validate for you means. You validate. Can you explain more?
Okay. Validation means that the data, all these tables, the tables in P1 and P2 ZuneDB, all tables are populated.
Yeah.
No table is empty. Secondly, there are no dupes in any of these tables.
Okay.
Those are the main validation.
Okay. All right.
And then we have some rules around offers and pricing. So I have to validate those rules also.
Okay.
So who writes the rules to make sure that Britney Spears doesn't show up on the marketplace? I'm kidding.
If I show up twice, I make sure that.
All right.
All right, and then?
Then there's another job run, which transfers data from P1 and P2 ZuneDB to Master ZuneDB.
Okay.
Now here, the main thing is that all data should be transferred to Master. So the validation here is to make sure that table-to-table data is transferred.
Okay.
Completely. No data is missing.
And you rerun a different set of test cases.
Yes, I have different set of test cases for each process or for each database. I have my own set of test cases, and
okay.
All that is in VSTS DB Pro. I run it again.
Okay.
And now this time I run, which will be pointing to this database, and to make sure that data is transferred correctly and completely in this database.
Can you show some examples in the DB Pro product of how you actually what's a test look like?
Sure.
Okay.
So I have a few examples. Like first I was talking about the transfer of data from provider to ZuneDB or Zune Schema. So here I'm testing like to check for dupes and check for data that, for example, here I'm looking for the image size for this width and height, all this data is transferred or not.
So those image size, is that like an album cover then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I make sure that this data from from provider's database has come to Zune database. So I run this test case. And it checks for this. So if it is empty or if the data is missing, then it raises error.
So the test condition that you're using is
that this table is, if this is empty, it raises error. If this table is empty, it raises error. And if these two tables are empty, then also it raises error.
Okay.
And And the condition I have given that, okay, this image size should be this, and all these data should be in these tables.
So it validates that you have data in the table.
Right.
Perfect.
Data in there. And then another one, I check that if there is any duplicates in there. So I check, okay, these are the parameter there. And then I run this stored proc. And if this stored proc is... See, if this is a stored proc that should run and insert data. Now, if this stored proc is run again and if it is inserting duplicate data, then this case will fail.
Okay.
And it will raise error.
Okay.
So how often do you actually run your full suite of tests here?
Every time I run the pipeline, I run the tests.
And how often would that be? Is that every day or is that a couple of days? Or
When we are doing new features and all, then it is as and when I'm running ingestion. But every night we run the pipeline and run the test following that.
Okay, so on a nightly basis.
Nightly basis.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And then, so do those bugs get created automatically if something fails, or is that something that you do?
No, I do that.
Okay, so you first do a sanity check to make sure that.
Yes,
okay.
That my test cases, I mean, failure is valid failure.
Right.
And verify that. So this is one example. Then another example that I was talking that the data compare, as I was talking, that when it goes from provider one database to our master database,
okay.
Then we need to check that everything is transferred correctly. So we say, okay, media ID from this GetLogDB is gone into this GetLogDB.
Okay.
And if it is not, I put it in the temp table. So if it is not, then it will raise error or row missing, and it will give me that what rows are missing there.
Okay. So you're validating that all the data should be there.
Should be there.
Okay.
Now, if any data is missing, it will fail.
Okay.
So I would imagine this is probably a constant evolution of finding new bugs and then identifying what can go wrong and then writing a test case that catches that in the future, right?
Yes. Yes.
How used to you do this? How did you test your pipeline before DBPro or Datadude or Visual Studio?
So many different names for it.
I know I'm going to stop using.
I started using, when I joined this team and I started testing this, since then I'm using Visual Studio DBPro.
Okay, all right.
And in my previous old team, when I was doing this testing, this kind of testing, that time I was using NUnit. Because it's DBPro was not there in Visual Studio.
Oh, okay. And how have you find your productivity? Has it increased by using, by having all of these test cases? And are you finding more bugs? Are you finding less bugs?
I've found it more productive. I'm finding a lot of bugs based on that, because when we run feed over feed ingestion,
yeah,
and some feed may come with bad data or something, and that we can catch that with the running test, because all these are automated and it's easy to run.
Okay.
So after each step, I run that. Or at the end of the complete pipeline also, I run all the tests and I can see that, okay, where things have gone wrong.
Okay. All right. So use it as a regression,
suite. It helps in regression also. And I keep adding new tests based on what new things come up.
Great. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. It's really kind of neat to get an inside look at how all this music shows up on Marketplace. I have one last question for you. What color is your Zune?
Mine is yellow.
Yellow Zune, all right.
Yeah, yellow Zune, which is a gift, ship gift for us.
So can you even buy a yellow Zune?
No.
Oh, you have to work for Zune.
It's a special edition. We got it as a ship gift.
Now I'm really jealous. All right, well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.